Today's meditation is going to be all about celebrating yourself. And also, you're going to be doing something very special. You're going to be harmonizing your inner and outer world. So all the things happening outside you, and then of course, all the beautiful emotions and that true nature inside of you. So we're going to synthesize those two aspects of yourself in this meditation today for Christmas. And this is my gift to you for listening and for sharing your experiences with me in email. I so appreciate who you are and what you're doing for yourself. And I want to tell you, and I've mentioned this before, but we're all in this together, because when I create these meditations, it helps me to be accountable, and it helps me to bring my own meditations up a notch. So thank you so much for listening and for allowing me to share meditation with you. Now today, as you're sitting there getting ready to meditate, you may have so many holiday expectations. So much has led up to this big event of Christmas Day, if you celebrate Christmas. And sometimes it can be a little bit of a letdown. And that's the same with love. And this is part of a 7-part love meditation series. So we're intertwining the theme of love with every single episode, where you discover a meditation technique that you can use to help you cultivate that beautiful, powerful, very expansive quality of love. So if you're feeling a little bit let down after the holidays, and it's no wonder, all the rage and excitement and the sensationalization that goes along with the holidays, whatever holiday it is, can really disconnect you and leave you feeling disconnected, like you're not sure that it was all worth it and what was it really all about. So I want you to be feeling fantastic this Christmas day. And so let's get you moving into the meditation, where you can help to balance how you may be feeling about all the different experiences you've had this holiday season, so that you can be your best today, this special day that you may wait for all year. Well, as you're sitting there, make sure your body is comfortable. Relax your face, your jaw. Close your eyes gently, and as they're closed, lift them upward to the point between your eyebrows, your seat of intuition. Relax your shoulders and your chest and your back. Your arms and hands, let them fall loosely at your side, and visualize tension, strain, stress. Visualize it rolling away from you and dissipating. Relax your stomach, and as you do so, feel your abdomen rise up as you inhale and sink back down as you exhale. Relax your hips and your thighs and your knees and your calves and your feet. Feel your whole body soften, while at the same time you're keeping your spine straight. Even though today is an amazing day of celebration, we always start exactly the same way when we sit down to meditate. And this trains your brain, and you start to do this throughout your life, throughout your daily activities in your everyday life, where you pull back into yourself, you touch base with yourself, you notice how you're feeling. And what you do most of all is you become mindful of the exact moment in this place and time. That's beautiful. Now, notice your breath. Notice how you're feeling right now. You may feel rushed or like you're not sure whether you should really be meditating because you have so many things to do. But I honor you for being here, for showing up for yourself, regardless of what's going on in your life. Or maybe you need this meditation today. Out of all days of the year, you need this meditation to feel connected with yourself. However you're feeling, honor it. Own it. This is you. And you're reaching towards your finest. Now, I'd like to repeat the affirmation for this week. Love is all around me. And as you repeat this affirmation, I encourage you to send out your love and gratitude for all those around you, maybe all those you'll be celebrating Christmas with today. So sit for a moment, visualize those people. Visualize those people. And now we'll repeat the affirmation. Repeat it out loud. That's the best way, or you can simply repeat it silently to yourself. So now, make sure your shoulders are relaxed, your spine is straight. And now repeat, love is all around me. Love is all around me. Love is all around me. Notice how you feel in your body. Where do you notice the sensations? Pay close attention. Today you may be feeling extra connected, so really notice in your body how you're feeling, how you're moving, the expressions on your face. Notice what is getting you in this state of deep gratitude and love. Now let's repeat the affirmation silently to yourself, really focusing on each word, sending out your love and gratitude to those around you, visualizing the faces of those you may be spending time with today. So mentally repeat, love is all around me. Love is all around me. That's fantastic. How do you feel? Notice how you're feeling in your body. This is so important because it gives you clues about yourself. And when you know how to get yourself into this state, you can do it anytime you want to throughout your day. And now I want to share a mudra with you. This is a mudra that you can do with both hands, and it's a very simple mudra. So when I share it with you, you can probably understand how to do it. So mudras are simply ways for you to activate your nervous system. It sends a signal to your brain in a certain way, and it acts very similar to yoga or acupressure. So mudras are often done with your hands, not always, but often. In fact, they're often referred to as yoga in your hands. So doing this mudra, simply raise your palms to your chest, your heart chakra. Now touch the tips of your pointing finger and your thumb together, creating a circle. So create a circle with your thumb and your pointing finger. So your palms are upward as you're doing this Jhana Mudra. And do this with both hands. When your fingers are pointing upward, they point to heaven, and bring your consciousness with it. When they are pointed downward, so when you point your fingers downward, you point to earth, and it connects you to life all around you. Now when you raise your hands to your heart, where I hope your hands are now, as you do this Jhana Mudra, you connect with your devotion to God, to the divine. This is a fantastic meditation to do at dusk or at midnight on Christmas Eve. So to do this meditation, light a candle. Now you don't have to do that right now, but you may want to do this meditation again, even later, or share it with others. Close your eyes gently, they're upward, lifting up all your hopes and aspirations. You're holding your hands in the Jhana Mudra. And if you're looking at a candle, gaze into the candlelight deeply. And if you're not looking into a candle, keep your eyes lifted to your inner light, which is at the point between your eyebrows. And now take a deep, long breath, inhaling peace and joy. So a deep, long breath through your nose, inhaling peace and joy. Now hold the pause between the inhale and the exhale. That's where you find true peace and stillness. And as you exhale, send out your love and gratitude to all those around you. Excellent. How do you feel? Now let's do this again. Inhale peace and joy through your nose. Bring it all the way up to the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eye. Hold the pause between the inhale and the exhale. And as you exhale, through your nose, send out your love and gratitude to all those around you, all those you'll be seeing and sharing your holiday with. Or maybe there's one person in particular who may need a little extra support. You could focus on that person and send out your love and gratitude to that person. Once more, inhale through your nose, bringing your energy, your focus, and your attention, and thinking peace and joy in your thoughts. And hold the inhale. So the point just before you exhale, hold that. Go deeply into it. Not straining in any way, allowing yourself to naturally exhale when you're ready. And when you exhale, exhale through your nose, sending out love and gratitude to those around you. That feels so wonderful. What a release. What a beautiful expression of Christmas. Let's do a little cleansing this Christmas day, making you so clear you're ready to go out and celebrate the holidays. I want this meditation to get you ready to feel so clear about your Christmas day. So we'll do a little bit of cleansing. Think of someone who you're holding a grudge against. Offer forgiveness to this person. Someone who may have harmed you or someone you love. Now be honest. Truly think of this person you may be trying to avoid thinking of right now. Bring this person to your mind. Maybe it's a group of people. Whatever it is for you right now at this point in your life, because you know this changes and hopefully you release your forgiveness. So you're not always harboring some grudge. bring to mind this person or this group of people, and really keep your eyes upward as you do this. You may have noticed your eyes shift downward. Keep them upward towards your aspirations, your hope, your joy, your love, your intention. Now, going to use your breath again. We're going to do this just once. We don't want to spend so much time on this. You're going to give it your best effort. Inhale through your nose. Forgiveness. Forgiveness, keeping your eyes upward and really inhaling. Focusing on forgiving this person or these people. Now exhale, releasing your grudge and feeling yourself forgive. Noticing an opening inside of yourself. As you release this grudge, let it go. It doesn't serve you or anyone else. Let it go. This is a powerful day, Christmas Day. This is a perfect time to release your grudges. Now I'd like you to bring to mind loved ones who are not with you, noticing this opening that you've just created in yourself. You may feel as though a burden was ever so slightly lifted off of you. And bring to mind loved ones who are no longer with you. Imagine them staring at you, and you are staring at them. Thank them for the gift of love and hope they gave you. Honor their life, and most importantly, honor where they are now. Allow them to move on. Thank them for the gift they gave you, and gently release them so you can be who you are and they can be who they are. That's beautiful. Now, think of the different people in your life, your loved ones, and give each one of them a gift of the Spirit. You may give someone peace, someone joy, someone trust, someone health. You may give each person a gift of the Spirit from you. Bring them clearly into your mind. Visualize exactly how they look, how they act, their expressions. Feel them with you and give your loved ones, each one, a gift of the Spirit. Spend a few minutes doing this. Giving each loved one a gift of the Spirit from you. This is your gift, your energy you're sending out. Keeping your eyes lifted upward, your shoulders relaxed, your stomach relaxed. What you're doing is so important. Now it's time to give a gift of the Spirit to yourself. Think of something that you need in your life right now. Maybe you feel you need support or love or health or peace or joy. Or maybe you need to free yourself from worry. Give yourself this gift right now. Imagine yourself looking at you. You see yourself before you. Notice your expression. Notice how you're standing or sitting. Notice your posture. Notice how you're breathing. And give yourself this gift, keeping your eyes lifted upward, relaxing your body. Give yourself this gift and spend a few more minutes in silence for as long as you need to, absorbing your meditation and sitting in silence, meditating. And if your mind wanders, and it may wander, bring it back to the affirmation, love is all around me, or the breathing technique to refocus your mind so you can go back into the stillness of this beautiful Christmas meditation. And I have a gift for you. My gift of the Spirit to you is that you always honor who you are, because who you are is very important and we need you. We need you to be the best person that you can be. I've so enjoyed sharing this meditation. I wish you a beautiful Christmas, however you're spending it. And remember, you are so worth slowing down for.